2B of Senate Bill 1070. That's what survived Derek Hunter. Derek writes at townhall.com. He's also a 1090 at night host and pretty funny guy. You got to get you to do
looks
more.
Looks aren't everything. I resent that.
That's okay. You're talented, multi-talented. You have a face for radio. Just let me tell you that.
As long as I don't have a voice for print, it's all good.
Anyway, Derek joins me in studio. We're talking about the Supreme Court decision, Arizona et al. Versus United States. And the Supreme Court, with the 5-3 Justice Kagan sitting out because she was a Solicitor General at the time fighting this.
Yeah, not in the Obamacare case, though. She somehow managed to avoid that.
Well, you know.
She was plotting their legal course.
It's discretion. I'm going to go back to prosecutorial discretion. It's discretion.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You mispronounced corruption. C4.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mispronounced it. Corruption. Yeah. You mean prosecutorial corruption. Is that what you meant?
Yeah.
Look, Section 2B, and this is important because a lot of the people looking at this decision where three parts were basically stricken, as Justice Kennedy wrote in the opinion of the court for the five that were in the majority, he though upheld Section 2B, which requires state officers to make a, quote, reasonable attempt to determine the immigration status of any person they stop, detain, or arrest on some other legitimate basis if, and it's a condition, reasonable suspicion exists that the person is an alien and is unlawfully present in the United States. And as a result of holding that and keeping that in place, people are saying, at a minimum, officers can do that. They might not be able to preempt federal law, which is what he goes all through the opinion to talk about different preemptions, but they can do that part.
Can I just go ahead and point out that you use the racist illegal term?
We're going to get into terms because the Justice Kennedy then is just a xenophobe then because this is his writing. And he's speaking for four other members of the court. How dare he? Where was the clerk?
It's almost like it's an accurate description or something.
He says alien. It says alien right here. But the decision, though, that was being awaited, and then we have Obamacare, I guess, going to come out Thursday. The decision affects, though, some other states because Alabama, Georgia, Indiana, South Carolina, Derek, and Utah all have different variations of these laws, and it's find out which sticks and which goes as they move forward.
What is the point of having a nation if you can't control the borders of that nation and determine who you want in?
Or free labor and votes. I don't know why you don't get it. Labor and votes.
There's no doubt that the immigration system needs to be reformed. It takes far too long. There aren't nearly enough H-1B visas to get high-skilled labor into the country, and that's why you see a lot of outsourcing. It's not that companies are evil and decide to screw everybody over and move to India. It's because India has a better pool of
How about engineers? How about mathematicians? Let's go down the list
of
what
people
skilled at.
Majoring in gender studies, and who's going to walk into IBM and say, yeah, we need somebody to work on this server farm. Oh, really? I can tell you how you're oppressing women.
Picasso's theme was my major, so.
Yeah, that's right. English literature.
There you go.
There's so many majors that if you don't teach it, it's worthless. And we don't need those in the economy. We need people who can actually do things. And that's being educated by the rest of the world. We need to reform the entire system.
Derek, and I want to talk with you about this because we can argue the merits. I definitely had problems with Senate Bill 1070 when it came to the whole thing of, now when you drive, you have to have a driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
But last time I looked in America, you don't need to have ID to walk the streets. You can walk the streets without identification. Last time I looked. So an officer, she can't just stop you on the street.
Right, they can't stop you on the street. But if you're walking on the street and you commit a crime or something, then you need to have an ID.
Or loiter, which we had here in Baltimore. We had thousands of people arrested for that here in Baltimore.
But you need an ID in that case. So by default, it's almost a requirement.
Yeah, but I'm going to say last time.
It's a good idea.
My point is you can abuse that when it comes to people walking the streets. Now, driving, I have no problem with that. You have to have ID there.
Right.
But getting back to the point, Arizona did this, though. And we're forgetting the point. Arizona moved forward on something like this, not because they just wanted to lock up a bunch of Mexicans, even though that's what everybody thinks. Tucson, Phoenix area, 2010 to 2011, was the number two behind Mexico City, number two kidnap place of the world. There were 400 kidnappings in that area. Over 400 in a year.
You know, you said that's what everybody thinks about stopping people and harassing Mexicans. I guess the uneducated think that,
but
the talking heads on TV know better.
Right, they do.
But they need that narrative in order to push their larger agenda, and they'll do anything for it.
What must be frustrating, I want your phone calls, 410-467-WBAL. Toll-free long distance is 1-800-767-WBAL. Verizon, star, WBAL. AT&T is pound WBAL. You also text me, 88509. Also follow me on Twitter at C4Show. A CNN opinion research poll, Derek, conducted May 29th